Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Kindly be on your feet as we share a word of prayer, please. Just pray in the spirit for a while. Pray in the spirit. Commit yourself into the hands of God tonight. Pray and commit yourself into the hands of God. Ask God to speak to you. Ask God to speak to you. Pray in the spirit, commit yourself into the hands of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Tonight we pray that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come and bless us tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please put your hands together for Jesus. And please take your seat in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Are you blessed to be in church tonight? It's good to see all of you. And it's a blessing to be in church. I bring you greetings from Pastor, our senior pastor. And I'm sure we all miss him. I also miss him. By the grace of God, he will be in our midst on Sunday. Hallelujah. So that we can enjoy nice and beautiful preachings. It's nice when you sit and you listen to preachings. Yeah, it's another thing to come and stand here and preach. So, by the grace of God, he'll be with us. And we want to go straight into the word. On Sunday, I preach a message on growing like Jesus, four dimensions of a balanced life. And tonight, I want to still be on that domain. And the title of tonight's message is Growing Like Jesus, Signs of Growth and Maturity. Growing like Jesus, Signs of Growth and Maturity. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Yes, at least give me vim to preach. On Sunday, we established that after we are born again, God expects us to grow. That salvation is not the end. It is just the beginning of a journey into maturity. So after you are born again, God doesn't expect you to remain the same. God doesn't expect you to remain just a baby in the Lord, but he expects you to grow. And we look at Luke chapter 2, verse 52, where Bible mentioned four areas Jesus grew in. The scripture says that Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor before the Lord, and favor before men. And if Jesus, who is the Son of God, was on earth, was someone who grew in those areas, it is also important that we must also grow as believers. And that is why today I want to share with you signs of growth and maturity. How to know that you are growing in the Lord. And I established the fact that you can be in Christ for many years, but there is no growth. You can do whatever you want to do in the house of the law, but it's not automatic that you are growing. Growth is something that you have to consciously tell yourself that I want to grow in the Lord. Hallelujah. And we also understand that growth is very, very important. Growth is something that matters to the Lord. If you don't fight to grow, God will not be pleased with you. Amen. As a Christian, if you don't fight, if I don't fight to grow, God will not be pleased with me, because God is not expecting me that I should remain a baby forever. There is no way that God can entrust into our hands great things. There is no way. Because you may not be able to handle them. Anybody who is a baby, okay, when you see children around, there is no way that as a parent, you can entrust something very dear to you into the hands of that child. There is no way. Why? Because you know very well that the child may not be able to handle that thing. Hallelujah. The child may not be able to handle certain things. So there are things that are very dear to us that we don't easily give to our children. Not because we don't love them. We wish we could. But when we give them that thing, they can easily spoil it. Hallelujah. Yes. It will be very difficult for you to take your very nice phone, very expensive phone, and give it to your child. That child may not know what she's going to use it for. And she may, at the end of the day, you know, spoil the phone for you. So usually, you give her the yam. And these days, they don't like the yam. They like the Android. So it's very difficult, or it will be very difficult for you to entrust something that is so dear to you to a child. It will be very difficult, isn't it? The same way, it will be very difficult for God to entrust into your hands certain blessings, certain great things that he wants you to see if you are not growing. Because God will think about it and say that, this my daughter or this my son, if I should give her this blessing or if I should bless her in this way, can she be able to handle it? Sometimes people pray for blessings. God bless me, God bless me. But are you able to, or will you be able to handle the blessings of God? There are people, if God should bless them today, that is the end of their life. They may die. Hallelujah. Yeah, they may die. Because you are not there. You are not ready for it. There are people, if they should see a certain amount of money physically, they may collapse. The person will be like, hey, this one, I can't take it. Yes. So, God will not be able to entrust into us or give us something important in the kingdom if we are not growing. Because growth is something that is so dear to God. And I want us to understand that growth is the key to kingdom possession. Growth is the key to kingdom possession. If you want to advance in the kingdom of God, if you want to possess certain things in the kingdom of God, you should learn to grow. Hallelujah. So growth is the key to kingdom possession. Without growth, you will remain a spiritual child, too child, unstable. You are not reliable. You are easily moved. And God cannot entrust into your hands certain blessings. And tonight, we want to learn about growing like Jesus. Okay? Signs of growth and maturity. If somebody is growing in the Lord, there are certain signs that we should see in that person. Hallelujah. And if we see those signs in that person, we will know clearly that this brother or this sister is growing in the Lord. Amen. Number one sign that shows that we are growing in the Lord is emotional control. Say with me, say emotional control. Say it again, emotional control. In Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28, Bible says that a person without self-control is like a city which is broken with a broken walls. A person without self-control is like a city with broken walls. And one of the things that people have to see in us, if we are really growing and maturing in the Lord, is that we should be able to have emotional control. Emotional control is a major sign of maturity. Anybody who is able to, you know, have a certain control over his or her emotion, you can see that that person is someone who is growing in the Lord. Hallelujah. Maturity means that, you know, you have authority over your emotion or your image. There are people who don't have control over their emotions. They cannot control their emotions. And Bible says that a person without self-control is like a city with broken walls. It means that anybody at all can enter into that city. Imagine that you have a house and that house don't have a wall. What happens? You see that a lot of people can just troop into the house. Goats, animals, akuko, and all that. They can just enter into your house because there is no fence. But if you have a house that is fenced, it is very difficult for those things to even enter. And Bible says that a person without self-control is like a city with a broken down wall. And one of the main things that we have to work on to show that we are growing in the Lord is emotional control. Our body always demands a lot of things. This body, oh, it demands a lot of things. A lot of things. A lot of things. And if you are not able to control this body as a child of God, it means that you are not growing. And it's something that you should look at very carefully. Sometimes the body wants to eat. But you should also be able to control the body when to eat and when not to eat. Like today, we fasted. Along the line, I was feeling very hungry. Hey, I think today, I don't know what happened to me. As at 11:30, I was so hungry. I was like, hey, what is happening? Even not 12 o'clock. 11:30. Yes. But I told myself that I'll press on a bit. And I think I ate around 3 a.m. I couldn't do 6 to 6. Honestly, I couldn't. I don't know what happened to me. But I'm also telling you that if you are a Christian, that you are not able to control your emotion, your body, it means that you are not growing. You should be able to control your body and know that I am fasting. So I'm not going to eat from 6 to 12 or from 6 to 4 or from 6 to 6. Hallelujah. Amen. Emotional controls that we grow. One of the things about babies is that babies are not able to control their emotions. Babies are not able to control their emotions. So when a child is happy, he or she is crying. When the child is sad, crying. Feeling sleepy, crying. Anything at all, the child is crying. You don't know either what is happening to my child or not. Because the child is not able to control certain emotions. A bit discomfort will make the child cry. But when you grow in the Lord, okay, when you grow in the Lord, there are things that will happen to you, but you'll be able to, you know, control your emotion. You are able to endure hardship as a child of God. Anybody who is not able to endure hardship, it means that you are not growing in the Lord. Jesus didn't promise us that the road is going to be easy, my brothers and sisters. Honestly, it doesn't mean that when you come into Christ, everything is going to be correcto perfecto. No. Sometimes, maybe people that preach to us can tell us that when you give your life to Jesus, Jesus is going to make your life beautiful. Nothing will be wrong with you and all that. It's not true. When you come into the Lord, there are things that will happen to you. Sometimes you will face difficult situations in life. Difficult situations. But you have to get a point where you are able to control your emotions. Hallelujah. You don't have money in your pocket and someone is demanding for your body before the person can give you the money. As a child of God, you should be able to control yourself and say that if it's for me to give you my body before I can get that money to eat, it's better for me to be hungry. Emotional control. You should be able to control your emotion. What is your body telling you? Some of us, all the time we are listening to our bodies. You are not even able to control yourself a bit. Small hardship now, you are crying. God, why me? God, why me? Why not you? If it's not you, then who? As you are asking God, why me? Does it mean that God should bring it to me? No, don't do that. Take it cool and be able to endure hardship. Be able to control your emotion and tell yourself that whatever I am going through is working together for my good. Hallelujah. To be able to control your emotion. Yes. You see Joshua there, he doesn't even know what is happening. That boy, he can't control his own emotion. We are all quiet. Everybody is listening attentively, but he's doing something. He doesn't know that we are in a serious meeting. A child is not able to know that this thing is so serious or not. And you have to be able to know and control your emotion and tell yourself that even this thing that I'm doing is something serious and I must do it in a certain way. Hallelujah. When you are maturing, you endure hardship and you keep serving God. Yes. It's a sign of growth and maturity. That hardship will hit you, but you still serve God. The thing is that you may think that you are the only one going through a lot of problems. And when you look at somebody, you feel like, oh God, why is it that you are blessing this person or this person's life is so nice and mine is not nice? But what you don't know is that if the person should also share his or her story with you, you may know or you may come to a point and realize that yours is even better than that person. Hallelujah. Emotional control. You are broke. You are hungry. You are hurt. But you are still consistent in your walk with God. You are still consistent. There are people who are not consistent in their walk with God. A bit of problem, they will leave God. They are looking for other things. But a matured Christian, someone who is growing like Jesus, must be able to control his or her emotions. You don't come to church when you have money in your pocket. But when you don't have money in your pocket, you can come to church and you'll be smiling. Some of us, we are only happy when we have money. And when you don't have money, it's like everybody around you, you are bored with everybody. No, you are not growing. As a child of God, either you have money or you don't have money, it should not affect your service to God. Be able to control your emotions. Be able to control your emotions. Another thing that you have to do to control your emotion is that you should learn to keep quiet sometimes. And you should know when to talk and when not to talk. As a child of God, emotional control. Sometimes you become so happy and everything about your life you tell people. Unless they don't give you kebab and coke, you say everything about your life. Kebab and coke. She said, you are happy.
So everything about your life, your plan, your business, everything, you say it from A to Z. And the same people that you are telling those things to will use it against you one day. You should be able to know when to talk. There were times in the Bible where Jesus kept quiet. He didn't even respond to what the people were saying. As a child of God, control your emotion. When to talk and when not to talk. Sometimes, it's not about, I want to prove a point. Sometimes, just be silent. It's okay. It's not a problem. So everything that you have to sort the person out, everything that you have to say, no. Be able to keep quiet when necessary. Hallelujah. Not everything that demands a reaction. Hello. I said that a Christian who is maturing, a sign of growth, is that not everything that demands reactions. Not everything. Sometimes don't react to things. Sometimes people will intentionally do things to you to see how you react. People will intentionally say things to you to see how you react. But learn to surprise those people. Maybe the person knows that if I should say this thing to Pastor Paul, he will react in a certain way. And the person will say the thing, then you will not react in a certain way. The person will be shocked. You should learn to react to things and when not to react. That shows that you are growing in Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah. That is maturity. That we should be able to what? Control our emotions. Don't be too emotional. Don't be too emotional. Hallelujah. Number two, we are learning about signs of growth and maturity. Number one thing that I said of emotional control. You should be able to control your emotions. You should be able to control your emotions. Don't get too angry. Sometimes take it easy. Yeah. Number two. When you are able to commit to a course, commitment to a course, it shows your maturity. Commitment to a course shows that you are growing and you are maturing in the Lord. Commitment to a course. Commitment to a course. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. Bible says that one day, as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also known as Peter, and Andrew, throwing a net into the water, for they fish for a living. Now look at this. Jesus called out to them, "Come follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." So this is Jesus walking along the shore of Galilee. And Bible says that he met two brothers, Peter and Andrew, who were fishermen, original fishermen. Now when Jesus saw them, Jesus called them and said that, "Guys, I want to give you something else to do. I don't want you to just be there and be looking for salmon in the sea. But come and follow me so that I will make you fishers of men." Now, ladies and gentlemen, Peter and Andrew, when Jesus said to them, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men," they follow Jesus. That is a commitment to a cause. They followed Jesus. There was no time in the Bible where Peter and Andrew left Jesus. When Jesus told them from the beginning that, "Follow me and I'm going to make you fishers of men," they followed the Savior till the end. That is commitment to a cause. A mature person is committed. Hallelujah. If you want to see someone who is growing, if you want to see someone who is maturing in the Lord, is someone who is committed. Show me your commitment. and I will tell you how mature you are in the Lord. Show me your commitment to the times of impartation, and I will tell you how mature you are in the Lord. Show me your commitment to our prayer rendezvous, and I will tell you how committed you are in the Lord. Show me your commitment at assembly meetings, and I will show you how committed you are in the Lord. It can't be that as for you, the only time that you are committed is on Sunday morning when you come to church for 2 hours. No, it's more than that. It's more than that. You have to be committed to a cause. Commitment. Commitment is a sign of growth and maturity. Hallelujah. I said, oh, commitment is a sign of growth and maturity. Commitment to a cause. You tell yourself that I am committed to this cause. If you say that you are a member of the Shepherd's Fold Restoration family, you have to be committed to everything that we do here. You have to be committed to every cause. It shows maturity. You cannot just be committed to a Sunday church. No. Because there are other activities that we do in the week. There are other activities that we do in the week. How committed are you? How committed are you? It's a sign of growth and maturity. So I'm saying that it doesn't matter what you do in church. It doesn't matter. You can be whatever. You can be a work gecko in the church for many years, but you are not growing. Yes. 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 But you are not growing. Why? Because as for you, you only come to church for Sundays, that's all. Tuesdays, you are not. Wednesdays, you are not around. Assembly meetings, you are not around. One of the things that I see in people is like, we have assembly meetings for 1 hour. But you go, and it's the same people that you'll be seeing every day. 2, 3 people, 5, that's all. The rest, where are they? Where is the commitment? It's a sign of growth. So you see a cause and you are committed to that cause till the end. Bible says that when Jesus called Peter and Andrew and said, follow me, these guys were committed to a cause. What is that cause? The cause of becoming fishers of men. Hallelujah. Yeah. Committed to a cause. Committed to your marriage. It's a sign of maturity. It's a sign of maturity. Yes. How come our parents were able to be in marriage forever? They endure so much thing. But these days, the younger generation, small thing that somebody is going home. I'm divorced. What is happening? Committed to a cause. It's not that they didn't, you know, experience problems. So, people who married 30 years, 25 years, 60 years. You know that they didn't, you know, experience problems. Habit. There were problems, isn't it? But commitments. What is happening to our generations? People marry today, tomorrow. It's like social media marriage. No. Commitment to a cause. Marriage is a commitment. Hallelujah. Commitment to your ministry. If you are a chorister, commitment. We are expecting you to come here and sing on Wednesdays. Be committed to it. Don't just leave Tula alone to come here and be singing. You should be worried. Commitment. Hallelujah. Yes. Commitment. What is maturity? Maturity means that you are sticking around. You are around. We always see you. You are around. That is maturity. And Peter and Andrew drop everything and they follow Jesus. They drop everything. That is commitment. They were fishers of salmon and tilapia. But God says that, come, I'm changing your course to be fishers of men. And when they heard that, they were committed to it. What are you committed to? It shows a sign of maturity that you are growing in the Lord. Hallelujah. A spiritual mature person is not easily distracted or discouraged. As you are looking at this, you know that this is what I want to do. I am focused. I want to serve God. You are not easily distracted. Oh, yes. You are not easily distracted. Yes. And that is one thing I tell myself. Me, I tell myself that distractions, I'm not easily distracted. Nothing will be able to distract me. Nothing will be able to distract me. It's a sign that we are growing and we are maturing in the Lord. Hallelujah. Number three things that I want to talk about. So what's number one that you have there? Emotional control shows that you are growing in the Lord. You are maturing. Number two, commitment to a cause. What are you committed to? What are you committed to? Are you committed to God? Are you committed to the things of God? Are you committed? Number three, taking initiative and responsibilities. Taking initiative and responsibility is a sign of growth and maturity in the Lord. Taking initiative and responsibility. Mature believers take responsibility. If you want to see someone who is mature in the Lord, is someone who takes responsibility. You know, I was reading a scripture in Mark 15, verse 43. Let's read it. Mark 15. Verse 43. Vamos. You know, when I read this scripture, I was like, wow. That is someone who took a certain responsibility. Look at what the Bible says. Bible says that Joseph of Arimathea took a risk and went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Jesus was an honored member of his high council and he was waiting for the kingdom of God to come. And Bible says that Pilate couldn't believe that Jesus was already dead. So he called for the Roman officer and asked if he had died yet. The officer confirmed that Jesus was dead. So Pilate told Joseph that he could have the body. And Joseph brought a long sheet and took Jesus' body and wrapped it in a cloth and laid it in a tomb that he has been carved out of the rock. Now, when you read this scripture, you can see somebody who took responsibility. Joseph of Arimathea. Jesus died. And Bible says that nobody told Joseph of Arimathea to go and take the Savior's body and preserve it and bury it. But he says that my Savior died. Jesus, the one who came in the form of man as God, he died. And what is happening? I'm sure he was thinking, as Jesus died, who is going for him? Is it that he's going to be on the cross forever? Or what is going to happen? And Bible says that he went and begged and said that, I want his body. I want his body. And he took his body. That is someone who is responsible. Taking initiative and responsibility. I'm not sure somebody came to tell Joseph that, you know what? Go and take the Savior's body. No. He took the initiative. That is a sign of growth and maturity. That you are able to take initiative and responsibility. And mature believers take responsibility. Joseph of Arimathea didn't wait to be asked. He didn't wait. He didn't wait for somebody to call him and say, Joe, Jesus died. What are we going to do? Oh, Joe. No. He didn't wait to receive a call. Bible says that he went. And he says that, I want the body of my Savior. And he preserved the body of Christ. That is somebody who took initiative. He risked his life, his positions. And he went to take the body of Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, in the church, those who take responsibilities without being asked are people that we should see a sign of growth in them. Hallelujah. That you are able to take responsibility without anyone calling you. Like your pastor won't call you and say, hello, Adwa, I want you to go and sweep the church. No. But Adwa herself knows that, Charlie, I have to clean the church. Nobody tells you that, come and clean church. Nobody says that, go and do this. Nobody tells you, go for evangelism. No, you take certain initiative on your own. You don't just come, sit down, and watch the people around. But you take initiative. As you are around, when there is something not working, you take initiative. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. One day somebody asked me, the person says that, Pastor James, the fans in the church are so dirty. Please, can I clean it? And I told the person that, why not clean it? Now, when I left and I was thinking about the thing, I was like, the person has a good mind to clean the fan. But why will you ask me to clean fan? Clean the fan. Nobody will beat you if you want to clean fan. No. If I come here and I see this thing that is so dirty, I should clean it. I shouldn't wait for somebody to call me and say that, come and clean this. That is somebody who is matured in the Lord. And you are able to take initiative. I mean, how happy will you be that you will see your child growing? And these days, your child doesn't, you know, wee-wee on herself. She comes to you and say, mommy, wee-wee. Mommy, wee-wee. Mommy, wee-wee. You'll be so happy. It's like the child is growing. The child is maturing. Or mommy, poo-poo. Mommy, poo-poo. It's so nice. Yes. Oh, mommy, I want to eat. Yes. When you see those things in your child, it means that your child is taking initiative. Your child is taking responsibility. The same way God wants us to grow in Him, and we have to take responsibility. Don't wait till someone calls you to say, do this before you do it. No. Don't wait. What are you waiting for? Are you able to take initiative on your own without being asked to do? That is a sign of growth and maturity. Don't wait for your pastor to call you or your assembly head to call you that arrange chairs before you arrange chairs. No. If you can do it, do it. Do it. If you come around and you see that, you know, there's something around that I have to sort out. I mean, you sort it out. Sort it out. And I'm saying that taking initiative and responsibility, it shows that we are growing and we are maturing in the Lord. And this thing that Joseph of Arimathea did is something that is very recommendable. That he knows clearly that the Savior is dead. He didn't wait for anyone to call him and say that, hello, Joe. Jesus is dead. Come for him. No. He went. And he says that, I want his body. Please give me his body. I want to take responsibility. I want to bury him. I want to preserve him. That is someone who took a certain initiative. That is somebody who took a certain step. That is somebody who is responsible. Hallelujah. Yes. And people who are not responsible, and most of the time, this is how they talk. You know, these people, they think the church is their own. Because when you see somebody doing the thing, you know you are not doing, then you are complaining. Oh, this guy, the way he's doing everything, why the church is, if no, the church is not for him. The person is just taking responsibility. If you can help, please come and help. We are all working. Let the church work. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Let the church work. That is the most important thing. Let the church work. I mean, you cannot come and help tell somebody that, oh, what you are doing is too much for you in church. Let me help you. And the person will say no. No, it's not possible. It's not possible. It's not possible. Everybody must be on board. So we should be able to take initiatives. We should be able to be responsible. We should be able to be responsible. It should not be wrong that when you come to church, you just check, oh, okay, the coolers are on, the AC is on, the lights are on. It's not bad. There's nothing wrong. Oh, the chairs are clean. It's not bad. Take initiative. Hallelujah. It's a sign of growth in the Lord. Hallelujah. Number four. We are almost done. The ability to groom others. shows our sign. It shows our. It shows that we are growing and maturing in the Lord. The ability to groom others. The ability to groom others. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2. Bible says that the thing that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2. The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same, commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Maturity is not just about what you receive. It's about what you can pass on. Hallelujah. Maturity is not just about what you receive. No, it's about what you have passed on. And here, the Apostle Paul is telling Timothy that the thing that you saw me doing, the same thing, commit them to faithful men who can be able to teach others. When you are able to groom others, it shows that you are growing and maturing in the Lord. You must be able to groom others, teach people, train people, disciple them. Yes. Hallelujah. Last week, Friday, I went for assembly meeting and I was not happy with some people. I was telling them that it can't be that when I am not around for assembly meeting, meetings cannot come on. It can't be that when I am not around and I don't appear, you won't come for assembly meeting, or you can't teach at the meeting. You are not growing. You can't take the materials and go through and discuss. No. And I was telling the people that we need to grow, we need to mature. Because in their mind, if I'm not there, or Uncle Tio is not there, it means that assembly meeting will not come on. No. It shouldn't be so. Because others must also be able to teach. Others must also be able to teach. And I was like, it shouldn't be that we'll have a week that there's no assembly meeting because Pastor James didn't come or Uncle Theo didn't come. No. Let's be able to teach. If you are able to teach others, it shows that you are also maturing in the Lord. Amen. Yeah. You must be able to groom other people. Yeah. Chula, you sing very powerfully. You are a very good person. You sing well. But you see, a sign of maturity that you are growing is that you'll be able to groom somebody who will also sing like you. It's a sign of maturity. Don't just think about you. No. Tell yourself that, Charlie, as I'm here, I want to groom others that if I'm not around, they can sing powerfully like me, Trula, or even more than me. And when you sit and you watch them singing, you tell yourself that, yes, I have achieved this. That is a sign of maturity. You are able to groom somebody. You are not just the jack of all trade. Hallelujah. Yes. Able to groom somebody. To bring the person along. And for you to groom somebody, you must love the person. If you don't love somebody, how will you be able to teach the person? You should show love. So when you tell yourself that, okay, I want to groom one person to be able to sing like me, you love the person, you show the person what to do, you coach the person, it shows that, Charlie, you are maturing, you are growing, and you are increasing in the Lord. You mentor someone. Hallelujah. Yeah. Mature believers are people who multiply. They are not just consumers. Anybody who just consume, you are not matured in the Lord. She said, you can't multiply yourself. If you are not around, the thing cannot be done. It means that there's a problem. we should be able to groom people. Be able to groom people. How do you do it? You teach others. Hallelujah. Are you with me tonight? Are you with me tonight? Yes. It's a sign of maturity that you groom somebody. You watch yourself and tell that I want to see myself in someone. Someone doing better than I do. Yes. That is a sign of maturity. Then the last one that I want to talk about, the time is almost. Living a quality Christian life. Living a quality Christian life is a sign of maturity and growth in the Lord. Living a quality Christian life. Now, what is a quality Christian life? A quality Christian life is a life that depicts the fruit of the Spirit. When we say someone is living a quality Christian life, the person depicts the fruit of the Spirit. And what is the fruit of the Spirit? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. Bible says that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And when you are living a quality Christian life, you depict the fruit of the Spirit. You know, it's one fruit with nine tastes. Usually when you see a normal fruit, it has two tastes, sweet and sour. But this one fruit who has nine tastes. And if you say that you are a Christian and want to see either you are growing or not, you should be able to depict the fruit of the Spirit. Live in love. Live in love. Live in joy. Peace. Be peaceful. Not the time you are fighting. Why? No. Be peaceful. Long suffering. When things are not working, believe God that they will work. We can easily see with you when things are working or not in your life. I mean, don't be someone that people can easily see if things are working for you or not, because they know that this person, if things are working, she'll be smiling. She'll be very nice. Then they'll also know that this person, if things are not working, is not there. She'll frown her face. No. People should not easily see that in you. Long suffering. Gentleness. Goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Bible says that against such there is no law. Now, when you want to validate a Christian, okay, or a minister of the gospel, it's not about gift. It's not about gift. Put gift away. Sometimes we see people's gift and we begin to say that, oh, this person is so good. This person is really a Christian. No. It's not gift. It's not gift. If you want to validate a man of God, it's not about his gift. The gift that they are there. It's not about how I prophesy. It's not about how I lay hands and you fall. But it's about the fruit of the Spirit in me. There are people who have the gifts, but talking about the fruit of the Spirit, you can't even see one in their life. They're not growing. So it's not about how beautiful you sing. It's not about how beautiful, you know, you welcome people to church. It's about showing the fruits of the Spirit. And maturity is seen in how much of the fruit of the Spirit is in your life. When we look at your life, can we see love? Can we see love? When we look at your life, can we see joy? Can we see peace, long suffering, gentleness, faith, goodness, meekness. Can we see those things? Temperance. If we are able to see those things in your life, it means that you are maturing and you are growing in the Lord. Hallelujah. And ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, I want us to understand that God is calling us to grow like Jesus. Growth is not automatic. When we say growth, it's not automatic. That as I became born again, I will grow. No, no, no. It's not automatic. It requires efforts. Efforts. Discipline. And commitment to grow. If you really want to grow in the Lord, it's not automatic. You need efforts. You need to discipline yourself. And you need to be committed. And tonight, write these questions down. And as you go home, ponder over it. And score yourself. Five questions. You should score yourself over five. Number one, ask yourself, am I emotionally stable? Are you writing the questions down? It's a self-examination. When you go home, just ponder over it. Number one, am I emotionally stable? Question number two, am I committed to the things of God? Am I committed to the things of God? Number three, do I take initiative in God's house? Do I take initiative in God's house? Number four, am I grooming others? Am I grooming others? And the last question, I beg your pardon. Am I bearing the fruit of the Spirit? Number one, am I emotionally stable? Number two, am I committed to the things of God? Number three, do I take initiative in God's house? Number four, am I grooming others? Number five, am I bearing the fruit of the Spirit? And ladies and gentlemen, let us strive to grow into the fullness of Christ so that we can be entrusted with the true riches of the kingdom. Because if you don't get to a certain level in the kingdom of God, God cannot give you certain blessings because you can't handle them. So let's work on ourselves that we will strive to grow in the Lord. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. I believe you've been blessed tonight. Father, we are grateful for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Growing like Jesus, signs of growth and maturity. And we looked at, I believe, five of them because of the time. And I pray that God will help us to grow, to become very strong in Him. That when people see us, they will see that, yes, we are really growing in the Lord. And as I said, it's going to take a lot of discipline, a lot of effort to be able to grow in the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. God bless you. So be pleased in you. Please in you. This is what I really want. This is what I really want to do.
And sing it.
This is what I really want.
For the last time, to be pleasing you, oh God.
To be pleasing you.
Oh,
pleasing you.
This is what I really want to do.
This is what I really want to do.
Oh. Father, we thank you tonight. We want to be like you, Jesus. Help us to grow like you. Help us. We know that it's going to take a lot of discipline, a lot of hard work to be able to grow in you. But Father, tonight, as we learn about signs of growth, maturity in you, help us that these words will guide us as we strive to grow and become like you. We pray, oh God, that as we leave here tonight, let your spirit continue to abide with us. Bless us with a very good and a sound sleep. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.